This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is Tuesday, the 28th of June, another hour of conversation. This is the in-depth hour where there is a need and the opportunity to talk about things in depth. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show with a focus on the stock market yesterday, not only ours, but the European stock market. The pound and the stocks went down more. There's concern growing over the economic costs of Britain's vote to bring their country out of the European Union. This whole thing baffles me, actually. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. It baffles me because the same sort of thing happened. They went in, they come out. This was the question when all the European Union was formed, was what impact would it have? And if I remember correctly, it had a negative impact then on the markets. This is not the end of the world. Probably a good opportunity to buy stocks, frankly. All of the European stock markets had painful losses yesterday. The concern is over the vote. The pound and the euro, and how much money is invested in stock markets all around the world, in either the dollar, the pound, the euro. Wall Street drifted lower yesterday. As a matter of fact, here's an overview of how the U.S. stock market did yesterday.
The consensus is that things are going to be volatile for a while. Are the losses going to continue? That's harder to say. Asian markets actually turned higher today, and the losses in the U.S. and in Europe were smaller than they were on Friday. The S&P downgrade did seem to knock the market a little bit lower, and then right at the end of the day, there was yet another downgrade from Fitch. Again, this is all a response to totally uncertain conditions, and the general consensus has always been that this is going to hurt Britain's economy. So the question of how much is just going to remain to be seen. And there's no reason for anyone to take a positive outlook on it right now. I mean, the difficulty with a lot of this is no one really knows what the process of this is going to look like. No one knows what the outcome of this is going to be. There's certainly a fear that this is going to disrupt the financial system in Europe because so many of these banks are based in London. And I don't think anyone's quite sure what it's going to look like with money flowing across borders from one country to another under this new set of conditions.
Well, this is child's play. It's so childish. I always take the attitude of thinking about for a moment where you are now, where you were, and where you're going to be. You think the world is going to fall apart because the British pound or the euro is going to have a fluctuation here? I say buy stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 260 points yesterday. Standard & Poor Index was down 1.8%, which is, for me, a much better indicator because there's so many more stocks there. And NASDAQ was down by 2.5%. And so why is technology a problem? Why is anything a problem? Really and truly, I don't get it. What am I missing here? Other than it's uncertainty. Well, it's uncertain whether tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to actually be on the calendar. It could be between now and the end of the day. Something happens and we all hit the road, so to speak. So to have this is just an excuse. It's a manipulative excuse. That's the way that I looked at it. The pound dropped to a 31-year low. How long has the European Union been? I'm trying to remember when it first got started. It was more than 31 years ago, but not by much. I think that if you look back in history, I'm speculating now, you would find that the last time there was a problem, a real problem with the pound dropping to new lows, is because of them going into the European Union. So Yeah, there was a big deal made about John Kerry stopping in there yesterday. He went to Brussels first, which is where the headquarters are of the European Union. Then he went to London. Thank you, Mr. Kerry, for changing your busy schedule and coming to see us. We don't know what to do. It's amazing. I don't understand. What do we do? 92 was when the euro went in. Okay, how many years ago is that? That's 34, 35 years ago, right? 34 mm-hmm. years ago. Okay. So, no, wait a minute. It's 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, they had the Treaty of Rome from 57 to 92. And before that, there was a preliminary from 1945 to 57.
When, the what?
They had a preliminary European integration, they called it.
So, we are concerned about us. The Brits are concerned about them. The Europeans are concerned about them. The path forward remains uncertain. There are those who want to have the vote again. Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, who was the chief supporter of this, is a contender to be the new prime minister. He said in an op-ed piece that was published yesterday that the country is part of Europe and always will be. So this is a political opportunist, this guy Johnson. He's a political opportunist. And what politician isn't an opportunist? show me a dead politician, I'll show you one who's not an opportunist anymore. That's not fair, because a lot of politicians are good, but a lot of them are not. There's a self-interest there that's pretty prominent. The pound and the actual economy credit rating for England went to a double A from a triple A. And I always wonder what that means. That's the number that you're supposed to have if you're borrowing money to run the country, like our rating. Didn't our rating get whacked early in the recession? The Obama administration?
It came back.
Yeah.
But it, yes, it did.
All of this stuff is going to change and go back to where it is.
You should be traveling to England right now.
As a matter of fact, it'd be a great time. Man, can you imagine the deals?
Like the dollar is 120 or close to 130?
I can remember at times when I was going back and forth to England a lot, and it was about that time in the 90s when it was 160. It was amazingly.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. All right, in a moment, the story of a train and a van doesn't end well for the van. It's 14 past the hour, and the 2020 News Quiz question coming up, too, here.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. They could anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrend's Financial can help. Benetrend's proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrend's Financial, funding for the life of your business.
17 after the hour. 888-302-3684. Let me ask you the 2020 News Quiz question. Give you a chance to work on it. I usually ask the question about 20 after the hour in this hour of the program, and then 20 before the hour we'll have an answer, and the person who wins gets a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. It's a very enlightening work done by Maria Trilogy. Life is Good When You Do the Work is yours. If you can tell me former governor, was influenced by a Supreme Court decision announced yesterday. Supreme Court unanimously threw out a conviction of this former governor. What state? What's his name? 888-302-3684. It's been sort of the buzz around because of how the money was given to the governor, how it was spent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he was convicted of all kinds of things, but he really, most people look at it and they say, oh, there's nothing really, this is not illegal, it's wrong. It seems very wrong, but it's not illegal. I guess you have to take the words, it's a little bit of a definition scramble here. Okay, so at 888-302, Doug, you can give us the answer to the question about Supreme Court. This was unanimous vote. Was it a unanimous vote or was it a 5? No, the...
Yes, it was.
It was unanimous.
Yeah, it was like nothing.
Yeah, right. The other vote, the vote on the abortion thing was, I think, 5-3. So, anyway, what's the name of the former governor? What state? What's his name? Been convicted of accepting bribes in exchange for favors. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, 5 people killed when a train crashed into a van in Colorado. Here's what authorities have to say.
Authorities say that 5 people were killed when a train crashed into a van in the small town of Trinidad, Colorado on Sunday. Colorado State Police said in a news release that the van's right side was hit after it failed to yield the right of way to the train. The driver and 4 passengers were killed. One occupant was airlifted to Denver Hospital with injuries police described as serious. No train passengers or crew members were hurt, and police say that the van was not stopped on the railroad tracks.
So, the headline reads, Amtrak train kills 5 in Colorado. Hello? The Amtrak train was an innocent bystander in this. These people tried to beat the train to the crossing. And they got caught. So, the people in the van, the driver of the van, killed the people in the van. The train didn't. The train was there, and the car was there, and the car was the miscreant here, not the train. The train, obviously, the train wasn't van wasn't on the track. That's the first thing you think when you look at one of these. Okay, so the car broke down. It's like a bad movie. Car breaks down on the tracks. Look out below. Here comes the Amtrak train. No, this is a almost suicidal by the driver of the van. Feel badly for the people who were actually engineers and stuff on the train. All right, 2020 News Quiz question. Work on that. It's 21 after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Ken is a leading cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He has been very successful at helping thousands of people overcome circulatory problems, overcome the problems that come from not having good blood circulation. You get high blood pressure. It leads to strokes. It leads to kind of problems in your brain. And that's why he so fully supports the use of Superbeets. Superbeets is something we've been talking about here. Ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health. This is something that with the opening up of the arteries, the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles. If you're working out today, you need a 4-ounce glass of water, a teaspoon of Superbeets, preferably the black cherry flavor, because you'll love that. Drink it and go have your workout and see how much better your body looks and feels as a result of taking Superbeets. Keeps your arteries clean, improves circulation. If you'd like to call and get in on a special offer that Superbeets has, dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He drinks Superbeets every day, and you ought to be doing that as well, because, as I've said, Ken, so many times, this is like heaven, nirvana, for those in terms of prevention. If you have abused yourself and you need to kind of open things up, this is the way to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
52, you need this, and it's very effective.
All right. So, again, the number to call, you want to order Superbeets. If it's a first order, you get the first 3 months that you pay for, then you get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three. Superbeets, A number one, 800-655-4183. All right, let's look at some of the news that you've updated this week. The accuracy of breast MRIs versus the accuracy of breast, the if when you go in for
an x-ray, a mammogram. So I think we've said on this program any number of times that most people think that MRIs are more accurate and you can get at stuff sooner. Is that not true anymore?
Well, MRIs are much more accurate, and this is for a woman who has breast cancer and is awaiting surgery. This comes out of the medical journal Radiology, Doug, a breast MRI. It's commonly performed before breast cancer patients undergo breast-conserving lumpectomy to help the surgeon see the size, shape, and location of the tumor. The position a woman is placed in during her pre-surgical breast MRI, Doug, could influence the scan's accuracy. MRI images taken before breast cancer surgery could provide incorrect data if the patient is placed in the face-down during the scan position. In contrast, the face-up MRI before surgery may provide surgeons with more detailed and accurate information and could lead to effective tumor removal. So if you're a woman with breast cancer awaiting surgery, you want a face-up MRI.
All right. Another potential use for statins. As a cardiologist, you use this, I was going to say, I won't characterize it as a lot, but you've been using statins for a long time, have you not?
In the right patient, absolutely, since the late 1980s. Doug, this is out of the Journal of Stroke and Cardiovascular Diseases. One-third to one-half of stroke patients, they develop infections. Infections can be caused by tubes or catheters, and a stroke may weaken the immune system and make patients more prone to infection. Statins, they may significantly reduce the risk of infection in stroke patients. Those taking statins reduce their risk of infection by 58%, along with lowering cholesterol levels to reduce the risk of heart disease. Statins may also have anti-inflammatory properties that help the body respond to infection.
All right, 30 seconds on how exercise may help overcome ovarian cancer.
British Journal of Cancer, lack of exercise associated with an increased risk of ovarian cancer and death from the disease. Any amount of regular weekly recreational physical activity may reduce the risk for and improve survival from ovarian cancer, while a lack of regular exercise throughout adulthood is associated with an increased risk of developing and dying from ovarian cancer. Doug.
Join Dr. Ken and I in the next hour. If you have questions about your health and well-being, stand by to be able to call in and ask Dr. Ken for a solution to your medical problems here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing at the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, as we move forward here in our overview of the day, not necessarily good news. Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. The three decisions announced yesterday by the Supreme Court, going to go through all three of them here for you and your comment. We'll start with the basis of our 2020 News Quiz question. Question was what the Supreme Court decided. Oh, it didn't decide yesterday. They announced their decision to throw out a conviction against a former governor who was convicted of accepting gifts in exchange for favors. So let's go to Jeff, who's in Bedford, Virginia, listening to Good Day. Jeff, thanks for the call. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a former governor. I'm guessing you're probably on the right path because you're pretty close to the action there. Who are we talking about?
Talking about Bob McDonald.
Robert McDonald. Yeah, he was the governor... before Terry McAuliffe? Is that right, Richie?
Correct.
Was he the one
yes.
before? Yeah, the most recent one. Yeah. What did you think of him, Jeff, as a governor?
thought it was pretty good filter. I think you got real wrong there. You kept your jelly from becoming filter.
Yeah, the conviction was for taking $175,000 in gifts, which were given in exchange for boosting a vitamin supplement company. How did he boost? Did he help them get laws passed?
He didn't. No, that's the
whole thing. I don't think he was involved in it. I don't know about the money, but certainly I don't think he's done anything to help the company.
Yeah. All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to make sure that Richie gets the address to send that book. You'll enjoy it a lot. It'll be very inspiring for you. Thank you. Yeah, Richie, you started to say.
There was no quid pro quo.
He didn't do anything. He did
set up a few speeches, like he went and spoke somewhere. That was it. I mean, so there was no action to help the guy's company. He goes and speaks to all kinds of constituents, all the time. So there was nothing out of the ordinary that he did for this person, except take his money.
What's this former governor been doing since he was governor?
Trying to stay out of jail.
That's what where's he get? Does he have money? Did he come from?
I don't know how he's paying for this. I would imagine he's probably getting donations from somewhere to help him to pay for this. Because he really, I mean, I'm glad that he's out of office because he should not have taken this money.
Right.
But he got railroaded. He did not give anything from the government.
How is this pure politics? How did the investigation start into
the FBI.
Going after him? Why was the FBI
feds.
Looking at him?
I don't know how the feds got it, onto it. But, hey, when you're taking $175,000 from any one person, red flag's going to go up somewhere.
Well, how do they know that? Did he report it in his campaign contribution folder?
Maybe he didn't report it, and...
But what's the FBI? I want to know why the FBI is looking into this just as a matter of course. What were they looking for? Why were they after this guy? I think that's a question here, frankly. All right. So that's number one of three. Another ruling yesterday, the dramatic strike down of a very restrictive Texas abortion law. Law in Texas requires clinics to meet hospital-style standards. Doctors had to be admitted to practice in nearby hospitals in order to go into a clinic. This is the biggest court action, a 5-3 vote on abortion, the issue of abortion, in many years. So what this means, the ruling means that the vacancy on the bench of Scalia didn't affect the outcome whatsoever. 5-3 say the law in Texas is way too restrictive and needs to be changed. So that'll have an impact on a lot of different things in Texas and other states, too, by the way, who have the same kind of laws. They'll have the same focus. They'll have to do something now to change their restrictive laws. Now, the third item in the Supreme Court ruling list, 6-2 vote, that domestic abusers convicted of misdemeanors can't get a gun. This will be something that the faithful and true will be yelling about today. This is a Justice Elena Kagan. She wrote the majority opinion. And the opinion concludes that misdemeanor assault convictions for domestic violence are enough to invoke the federal ban on firearms possession. So let's look at this a little bit. Plaintiffs in the case, Stephen Voisin and William Armstrong, both from Maine, they pled guilty in state court to misdemeanor assault charges after slapping or shoving their partners around. A couple of years later, each man was found to have firearms and ammunition in their possession in violation of the federal law, which affects convicted domestic abusers. Both of these men argued that the weapons ban ought not to apply to them because their misdemeanor cases were for reckless conduct rather than intentional abuse. The appeal had been rejected by the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, but the plaintiffs carried it all the way to the Supreme Court, and I want to know who paid for that. I'm guessing we could probably figure it out fairly easily. Two who dissented, five justices making six, concurred with Ms. Kagan's opinion. Justice Thomas and Justice Sotomayor did not agree. So what does this mean? Is this going to have any impact on those who get guns? No, I mean, it's back to the whole business of who gets them, how do they get them, what do they use them for. This is one of those gut reaction things, in my mind, anyway. Not that I don't think that there should be restrictions. It depends on the type of gun. But there's all this, we go through this all the time, the mental problems that people have who get guns. Look at the guy who shot up the Orlando nightclub. And so these people who, there's nothing, we talk to any policeman who's with his or her assault, and they'll tell you the worst kind of situation to get themselves into is a domestic abuse. Any kind of domestic problems, police want nothing to do with going into somebody's home. I remember a story that a fellow who worked for me on my farm told me a few years ago. He was a sergeant at the time in, I think it was the Watertown Police Department in Watertown, Massachusetts, got called on an abuse case. The wife, who was twice the size her husband was beating the living crap out of this guy. And so they went into the house, these two police officers. This woman, who was 6'3", weighed 280 pounds. She picked up this guy that was my friend, brought him out to the porch on the second floor and threw him down the stairs. Ooh. He's had back problems ever since. And the other police officer, she just picked him up over her head and threw him across the room. So, you know, you get into these things. These people...
Police will tell you domestic abuse calls are the most dangerous calls you can respond to.
So, under that circumstance, is it because they're worried about these people going back and doing the same thing that they're not allowed to have guns? Or just in general because they were domestic abusers? There are a lot more reasons. I mean, I don't know whether this is good or bad, restrictions being what they are. I think this is one of those things that that's not confusing, but it's difficult. Because only the fact that so many people who are less qualified to have a gun than these people, we feel frustrated because there ought to be some sort of ruling or some sort of review of how they get guns. So is this just picking at it a little at a time? You know, the people who are pro-gun say, this is just the government taking our guns away. What's going to happen next? And it's interesting because the Supreme Court can't be influenced because they're not elected. So they can't be bought by lobbyists. So there's no campaign contributions that go into the till. And without that, I believe that gun laws in this country would be much different than they are. This is an example. Most people think there ought to be some restriction because it's getting out of hand. Whether this is just a little more drama remains to be seen. But there's just a lot of questions and not many answers as to how some of these people get guns. So, three things. Supreme Court throwing out the conviction of the Virginia governor. Supreme Court strikes down restrictive Texas abortion laws. And they have decided that if you're a domestic abuser, you can't get a gun. At least you can't get one legally, anyway. So those are those two items. At 44, past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little
Twisted Tea. Real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 47 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden. As long as we're in the legal pew of news, this piece of dirt judge... Oh, should I not say that?
No, tell us what you think.
Thank you. The judge who sends the swimmer at Stanford, Brock Turner, to 6 months for rape, he's handing down a man who is Hispanic, did the same thing, charged with almost identical crime.
Uh-oh.
He sentenced him to 3 years for the same. The other guy got 6 months. This guy gets 3 years. The judge's name is Aaron Persky. Sends Turner to 6 months in jail. He's going to, today, the recommendation was made that this Latino guy get 3 years in the slammer. Raul Ramirez is his name. Salvadorian immigrant, pled guilty, apologized for the assault of his roommate. Ramirez and Turner, extremely similar cases, very different sentences. The professor who is leading the charge for the recall of the judge says the ruling proves Persky is unable to be unbiased. Unable, I like that, a double negative. He is biased. He's a jerk. He's a piece of dirt. Critics suggest that Judge Persky could have helped Ramirez plead guilty to the lesser of two charges he was facing, which was the tactic used in the Turner case. So the judge helps the white guy from money and ignores the Hispanic guy who doesn't have any money. He is a piece of dirt. Richie, how can you argue with that?
You can't.
He's a crap.
And every decision he makes for the rest of his career, however long that might be, is going to be scrutinized.
Yeah. It should be very short. Kiss that guy goodbye. All right, so that's a legal conversation. A good conversation, I do say so myself here. 10 minutes before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. The focus on Microsoft and the Zika virus together, Victoria. Microsoft has developed a high-tech mosquito trap, which will be operational in the next couple of weeks, tested down on the Gulf Coast. Traps will identify specific breeds of mosquitoes. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, doesn't it?
How do you tell one mosquito from another mosquito? All mosquitoes get... That's the only thing I know. I got in my truck the other night while I'm sleeping on the side of the road. Mosquitoes are all over me, too. I got welts all over my arm from the mosquitoes. So, anyway, this is something that will allow you to figure out, is this a identifier or is it just it gets rid of them? Looks like a little of both.
Well, I don't know that it kills them. I think that this is just to trap them so they can track which breeds of mosquitoes are in that area down on the Gulf Coast, and which will be really informative for us as mosquitoes move north, as the weather gets warmer. But I just think it's so, I mean, it's incredible when technology can step in, and instead of waiting for 4 years for a vaccine, Microsoft may actually help really hasten the whole process, which is really perfect. I love that.
Yeah. All right, well, technology is cool when you're operating and using it the right way. In a moment, Facebook gets more fun. That's up next. Tech Talk time, 55 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, so Victoria, Facebook Live is getting more fun, or as some would say who are unwashed, funner. So they've taken a cue here from Snapchat. How so?
Well, Facebook Live is a feature that they debuted last year, and Snapchat is the live streaming app that everybody's using, actually more so than any other social media app right now. And the cool thing about Snapchat is that they have lots of filters, and they do, you've probably heard about the face swap feature where you can, you and your friend can swap faces on the actual app on the screen. So they, Facebook and Twitter are trying to compete with Snapchat. So now, if you're a user of the M Squared app, which was bought by Facebook a couple months ago, they now are adding in Snapchat-like features. So within the next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of buzz with Facebook debuting M Squared as one of their properties, and you'll be able to stream live on Facebook with all of these cool, fun features and filters. And you'll also be able to choose your audience, which is new. You'll either be able to choose public, which everyone can see it, or only your immediate group of friends. So it's giving you more control over who sees what you're putting online, which is similar to Snapchat. People do lots of crazy things on Snapchat because 24 hours later it disappears. So yeah. Facebook Live is just trying to keep up, basically.
Really? All right, so what other things do we have going on with regard to our social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show? What things are people following? What's been the hot item on there for the weekend, whether it has direct relation to our program or just in general the conversation?
Well, the big buzz was the BET Awards last night, and the Prince tributes that went on throughout the night were all really great. And Jesse Williams, who's an actor on Grey's Anatomy, he received a BET Award last night and gave a really moving, extremely well-thought-out commentary on race in America and unifying people and bringing people together. And so he has been trending on Twitter since last night. Justin Timberlake's also trending on Twitter because he made a comment about Jesse Williams in favor of what he was saying. And, of course, sometimes in the Twitterverse, people tend to want to see the negative side of things. So Justin Timberlake is now the top trending item by being attacked on Twitter for really no reason at all. He basically said we're all one human race, and people are using that as an excuse to attack JT.
Well, one human race, though, they came from another planet, or two or three or four.
Yep.
It would seem. All right. Planetary wonder here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.